Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Tone, good morning.
Kenny, don't worry. My bags are packed.
Well, you're going on vacation.
I'm going on vacation. Yeah, I'm going to Longboat Key Friday. I got it all ready to go. Even got a little bathing suit, which, you know,
have you have a bathing suit? Just call them trunks?
Well, my body is
1941.
My body is not really in the shape of that.
Take your shirt off. Let's see it.
Let's go. Here we go.
Oh, I thought you were going to do it.
And I'm pale. I'm pale, so I'm a little worried about this trip.
You're a married father of two. It's over, man.
It's over. It is.
You don't need to care about that stuff anymore.
I know.
You don't need to worry about it. So
at least I got that to look forward to.
Well, is she critical of how you look at all?
No.
I mean, she is an athlete, your wife.
Not at all. We're no body shaming in the Lima household.
Okay,
right now.
I thought that it would be that way, but I didn't want to say anything that might be out of control. Anyway, how'd yesterday go? How long did it take you to vote?
It was kind of a disaster. Like a few times, I went to the polling place right after.
Yeah.
We got out of here, and I looked at the line. I said, "Absolutely not." And as I pulled in, that is where I ended up playing the role of reporter. Had to spring into action.
You're going to tell people the video, aren't
and
you?
And get the cameras rolling.
Do we have any audio of the video?
You don't want any
audio.
No,
there's 800 bleeps.
Yeah.
It's
you
just
don't
a
want
big
that.
Bleep.
There is a man in a, I would say, the ultimate driving machine, who is cussing out another man in car that I was really, I was barely
in
glancing
at. A car that if you're on the west side, you've seen it.
I really didn't notice the car because he had four giant flags sticking out of the car. And it's a small car, and the whole thing, I had to watch it twice because the first time I'm going, how the hell does he keep them giant-ass flags stable in that car?
Since September, that car has made its rounds through every west side suburb.
Well, it goes in every parking lot, and he waits for fights. He's been doing this for a very long time. Everybody knows him. Everybody knows him because it was posted on the page, Facebook page.
From what I saw, he was getting cussed clean out.
He was, yes.
By
the
other
fella. In that snippet, I had to declare him the winner. So he's having a good night. He's having a really good morning. I thought he was a little more composed, but who knows what led to that or whatever. And I just thought to myself, man, what's so crazy? It's not dissimilar to how we root for sports, how we get up for a big game, how a big Browns Steelers game.
Yeah.
I mean, you do really get after it, and then there's got to be a winner, there's got to be a loser. Somebody's having a great night, somebody is having a miserable night, and then it's trash talk. But the difference is this is trash talk that's worth 4 years. This isn't like, oh, we'll meet again. This is trash talk that's going to last a while. So I thought about those two individuals, and I thought, you know what? I highly doubt they're going to come together.
No.
That's
not going to happen.
In the next few months. And so we will see. We will see how people will either come together or a further wedge will be driven between them.
Mm-hmm. So It took me 5 minutes to get in and out, I think.
Oh, not me. So my wife was an hour and 15 in the morning, but we were hearing a lot of that.
Wow.
When I was there, I went back a third time, Kenny, because I went out for a run, and I brought my ID with me in case. So I went out for a run. It was so nice out yesterday. I'm like, I'm not going to watch the news all day.
80 degrees.
It was awesome. So actually, I guess it shouldn't have mattered waiting in line. Like, it was, unless you had somewhere to be. But obviously, my work day was over. Yeah, it was bad. It was bad again.
I got deceived. I did the drive-by, and the parking lot was full. And I said, I'm not going to do it. And then at 2 o'clock, I went up there. I figured maybe parents getting ready to pick up their young children might be stopping in. Parking lot still full. Walked in, nobody in there.
Really?
It was bake sale workers and pole workers.
They had a bake sale?
Oh, they had a bake sale.
Oh, yeah.
Why didn't we have a bake sale? We didn't have anything.
They offered free cookies in the borough. Oh. Hell yeah.
Well,
there was also
baked goods.
There were no strings attached to those goods, were there?
No.
We don't have to get election officials out there.
No, you don't. Everybody was very nice. I was in and out in 10 minutes, and I have to tell you, they were so nice that I accepted the sticker. I took the sticker. They offered me the sticker, and I just did not have the heart.
I was wondering.
Or the guts for some of you. I did not have the heart to say no. I couldn't do it. I wanted to. I wanted to be like, I hate stickers. I just hate stickers in general. I don't like, it's not like I have anything against voting, obviously. I hate stickers, and I thought I was going to go, oh, no, thank you. And I just didn't want to get into a whole thing of why or anything like that. And he wasn't that old, but the older man was so nice, I decided, nope, forget it. No. That's.
I took the sticker. I actually tried to steal another one. And
you did?
I was successful. That one was for Isabella, who loves stickers.
Was she with you?
No, she wasn't, but she loves stickers of any kind. So was able to bring that home. I wondered about this. So going forward, if I got to worry about lines, maybe you don't in your district, but just seeing what it was yesterday, and I told Kenny we were down to like a 35% chance I was even going to vote because I had to go pick up the kids.
Yeah.
And then the rest of the day was, unless I was going to bring the kids with me and I didn't even want to face that was going to be a dreadful scenario.
Mm-hmm.
So in the future, I wondered, am I just going to do mail-in from here on out? But I also thought, man, you get nothing out of a mail-in vote.
No.
You don't know where it goes.
You don't feel good after.
You don't feel good afterwards. You didn't have a conversation. You didn't have a civic conversation with somebody in line, make small talk with somebody just to get through it. You didn't have a good laugh at some spazzes that are getting into a fight about politics outside of the building 10 feet away and had to get warned by the cops.
Mm-hmm.
When you just mail it in, it's like, I even vote.
You literally just feel like you mailed it in. That's
you do.
It. Like, we're just mailing
You're
it in.
Exactly right.
Yep.
So
you want an effort.
I don't know. Like, had it have been terrible weather out yesterday, and then I had to wait an hour and 15 minutes, that would have been pretty bad. That would have sucked.
Yeah.
And then I would have been like, I'm doing the mail-in from here on out. Now I don't know. So now I'm kind of waffling back and forth.
It's just, it seems to be more than I'm willing to do. So I'm just, it's fine for me to go to the church and fill it on out.
Do
I like clerical work in the first place. I like filling out those things by hand and then putting it through the old zinger thinger there. I mean, there were several things that I
want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network.
Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I basically, Lyme and I are, and Owen to a very strong standard as well. We've done podcasts about it. We're political beings. And a few of the bigger races, I figured I knew how they were going to go. But there were certainly some local things that I knew I had to put my 2 cents in on. So I was happy with that. I enjoyed the experience. I do enjoy the experience when I do it. You were saying something. I apologize. Go ahead.
Do you think in
discourse
the future we
the
will ever...
Order
so,
of the day.
So we already know in many states, Ohio's one of them, you can have your ID on your phone. Do you think we will ever, as a country, be able to vote on our phone? We do everything else on our phone. We bank on our phone.
I think it's a dangerous thing.
But they said that about banking.
It's not an everyday thing, though. Banking is an everyday thing. Voting is not an everyday thing. It's a twice a year practice.
Okay.
And for a lot of people, they do it once every 4 years.
Sure.
I will do it every... I'll try. I've missed a few, but my record's pretty good of showing up and voting. But no, I don't know if they're ever going to be able to do it on.
I mean, they certainly have the technology to be able to do it. It's like the robot strike zone. The technology
is there. Yeah, but
then we're
going to have to do the facial recognition and all the stuff, and I don't.
But that you already have that on your
phone. Yeah, you already do. I mean, Big Brother's tracking you enough as it is. What the hell's
absolutely.
One more thing? I give up. Yeah, there you go. Fine, but either way, it was a short experience for me. I'm glad to everybody. Did Mitch? I think Mitch did a mail-in. Is he still registered down in Tuscarawas County?
Well, he didn't
want to go.
Yeah, he didn't want to drive all the way down there. So I mean, he could have done early voting. I thought he had said something about early
He's
voting.
He's lived here
I
for a year. He's on the phone right now. Well, Mitch,
I'm here.
Your voting situation. Did you vote in this county or Tuscarawas County?
I had to go back all the way to Tuscarawas County, but unlike you guys, I did the mail-in process.
You did the mail-in. Did you enjoy the mail-in process?
Yeah, it was fine. I didn't have to stand in a line all day and, have to wait on it.
All right. Do you believe that your ballot made it to where it needed to go?
I'm sure it got confiscated in some way.
Confiscate. Wow. Listen to Mitch. He is sure of voter fraud. That's an interesting premise.
Not even a conspiracy theory, just my luck.
You mean compromised, not confiscated?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, somebody could have taken it. I mean, that's basically the same thing.
There's some shady people in T County.
I mean, I had to do it for years in the military because I was always registered in Oklahoma and didn't live there.
No.
And they don't send you a letter back and go, we got it. You're good to go.
So were you registered in Oklahoma for 12 years when you were in the military?
Yeah.
So were there like people running for county commissioner? Like I lived there in 12 years, man. I have no idea who the hell this is.
Actually, that in the county stuff, I kind of knew.
Oh, okay, you did.
I mean, it's small place.
Because there's some place
you know somebody.
Yeah,
you know the last names. It's always the same last names. It's a cousin or an uncle or you know them all. So you go. I didn't like his nephew in high school because he was a fullback and I was a middle linebacker.
That's interesting. The political dynasties of small town America. That's okay. I'll take that.
Now, are you treating the election, and you don't have to disclose any votes, this show, we do not talk politics.
That's what you're going
to
do.
Do you treat it like a football game?
I treat it exactly like a football game.
And here's what I mean by that. Where when the Browns win, I'm watching NFL, back in the day, I'm watching NFL primetime. I can't wait. Oh, my God, the Browns won. I'm putting on First Take to see if they debate something that happened with the Browns. I'm putting on all the national media. I'm reading all the columns. I'm listening to the podcast. But when the Browns lose, it's, I got some yard work to do this week. I'm going to do everything else but follow the NFL. What are you doing when it comes to politics?
No, I treat it much like I would like after an NFL game. Like, why did it go right? Why did it go wrong for the side it went wrong for?
So you're
I treat it as the sport.
So you're going to pay attention to all the political fallout
hell yeah.
that surrounds what happened yesterday.
It's already been pretty strong, so, yeah.
Well, last night was definitely one of those times where the Browns, maybe they're 4-7, and they still have them in the hunt, right, because it's that time of the year, and they lose, and you go, well, it's okay that we lost as long as X, Y, and Z lost as well, and then that keeps us in the hunt, and then you turn it on.
Well,
and
you want a pathway.
Maybe those things didn't happen.
Yeah, you want a pathway. Obviously, the big one last night went to bed pretty confident in knowing what the results were going to be.
Yes.
And then I'm like, do I have to I have to change the passcode to the Woody Hayes Athletic Center again, 4114. Like, that's how bad. When I woke up today, I'm like, that's how bad this one ended up being. So I always wonder about that now, because we see it. There were a lot of people that were very politically dialed in the last week.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the Browns didn't exactly give you a huge reason to stay on board. But now that it's over and the ads are over and all that, like, let's say,
thank God,
if you're on the winning side of this, are you rubbing it in all week? Are you ripping into your friends on social media or text message? I mean, I woke up.
I'm not going to answer that. You're going to get, you know, I know what you're doing. You're a slippery wizard. I'm not going
to
answer that.
I'm trying to talk vague,
okay,
for a reason, because for whatever reason, people, I think, know. I think people have a pretty good feel of who we voted for. But in when I woke up on Instagram, of all places, I don't really communicate with anybody on Instagram these days. Mm. Married man. I woke up to two comments on a video that was 6 years old. Ripping into me over political stuff.
Wow, that's good stuff.
And I'm like, man, I appreciate the commitment.
They've been sitting there waiting to rip you for 6 years.
And they had to wait for the election. Like, they had to wait for the results. They saw the results, and then they tore into me. And I'm like, man, how many others did that individual, and I'm guessing it's a guy. How many others? Well, you keep it a little more even keel. Keep it a little more even keel.
Yeah, I'm pretty quiet. Yeah, I'm pretty quiet about it. Yeah, I got a question. Somebody asked me, can we trade for Michael Penix Jr. or maybe Hendon Hooker? And I will respond to you, sir. And somebody sent me, this is when I got into it. I'm just looking at it now. Somebody sent me the video of when I got into it with Greg. And was it Akron who called in?
Yeah.
Nice guy. He at least laughed. He at least laughed. So I got that. Yeah, I don't have anything else. Oh, there's one about Scott Stapp singing. Yeah, that's my messages that I got. There you go. So, yeah. Well, I'm glad it went smooth yesterday for you and
for
you.
For 50% of the electorate.
Well, I hope the process was smooth, I should say. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, everything else.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.